What a blessing to be with you all on this morning. I am so excited. Got so much to share with you today. I've got a phenomenal word to put in your spirit first. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to the greatest church on the planet and any constellation close by, East Center of Hope. Y'all, I love y'all. I love y'all. Man, I just can't tell you how blessed I am to have you in my life. The love you showed me on yesterday goes way beyond, above, out to the stratosphere. I love you. Thank you for all that you do for me. Just letting me know that you appreciate what God has done through me for the last 25 years in ministry and 24 years of pastoring. I can't tell you enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. They were so awesome. Man, I got to show you something from yesterday. This is the top on the cake that they had. This is Cake Dude, and he's supposed to be me, and I'm struggling to see the resemblance. And but this is the dude who's on the top of my cake. He got a jacket slung over his back. Absolutely incredible, Center of Hope. Thank you, daughter, for making that phenomenal cake. I love y'all. Listen, one more announcement. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and if you're in Metro Atlanta and you are in need of Thanksgiving supplies and food, please call our church office. We have a phenomenal Thanksgiving giveaway this coming Saturday right there on our campus. 770-807-HOPE is the phone number. 770-807-HOPE. I'm going to post it on my page so you can be a part of it. If you want to volunteer and help, please call that same number. We would love to have you. Come on, let's pray. Father, you are awesome and mighty, and we thank you. We bless you. We lift you up. You are God in all the earth, and you do all things well. God, I thank you for bringing me this close to another year of life, and I thank you for this worldwide family that you've given me. God, I do not take it for granted that you have connected us together, and I pray that you continue to give me a life-giving word, a vitamin, God, that sends spiritual nutrients to all those who come in contact. And for this, God, I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Go with me to the Word of God. Mark chapter 10, Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Just one verse today. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. You got to get this. Hey, Sharon, God bless you. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. We're going to stop right there. There's something here that you've got to get here, that while Jesus was moving through the region, people followed him. You want to know what is the greatness or the recipe for greatness in any area of life? When people see God in you, they'll follow you. When people see the power of God, the love of God in you, they will follow you. I don't understand how believers can afford to be mean and nasty in a mean and nasty world. I thought we were trying to draw people to Christ, not push people away. This is the season and time of our life where we need to show people the love of God and not the anger of religion. I got to say that again. We need to show people the love of God and not the anger and rigidity of religion. It's time for us to love not just anybody, but everybody. I need you to know that our God loves the folks that you hate. So therefore, it's time for us to show love to everybody. So as Jesus was moving through the region, people followed him because of the miracles that flowed from his life. There was disciples and a great number of people, but here's the guy I better want to talk about today. Blind Bartimaeus. It's amazing to me. Have you ever known people that was going through something so traumatic that their name became synonymous with their struggle? His name was Bartimaeus, but he's known as Blind Bartimaeus. People couldn't see him for seeing his difficulty, his shortcomings, what he was dealing with. You know what I'm talking about. There are people that you are dealing with, their name is no longer John, but it's John the drunk, or it's John the drug addict. Every now and then you come across people whose circumstance is even greater than their own identity. And here it says, Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. He had an actual father, but his father was nowhere nearby, and Bartimaeus was now in position that all he could do was beg. What I want to talk to you about, family, is getting in position regardless to what you're going through. Bartimaeus was in a terrible strait. He had lost, in my opinion, the greatest sense of all the five senses, his sight. He could not see, but he was getting in position for a miracle. He did not wait until times got better. He simply got in position. Notice again that I brought to your attention that his father, who is listed in the text, Timaeus, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was not there. Notice also that his mother was not there. There was no medical help. There was no seeing eye dog. There was no pain. Just a blind man getting in position for a breakthrough. Sometimes you got to get in position where you don't know when, where, or how your breakthrough is coming. You can't wait. You can't afford to wait till times get better. You got to do it now. How do you do it? Drag all your problems, all your issues, all your drama, and make them get in position with you. You're going to ride with me, you're going to get in position. If this sickness is going to stay with me, you're going to come and get in position with me. I'm not going to let anything that's on me hold me in a place that God does not want me to be. I've got to get in position. Why? Because I'm constantly believing for me, and I'm constantly believing for you that there is another level. There is another miracle. There is another breakthrough. You don't have to stay where you are. You've got to get in position. So, family, let me tell you where you got to get out of. You got to get out of depression. Got to get out of complaining. Well, Pastor, how do I get out of depression? Because I've been here a long time. Well, let me ask you the question. How is that working for you? Good. Stop it. It's time. Get some help. Talk to somebody. Whatever you got to do, you can't stay where you are. This week, we are going to get in position for a miracle. There's a miracle with your name on it. There's a breakthrough with your name on it. There's another level with your name on it, but it's not coming to you. You're going to have to get in position for it. Blind Bartimaeus, with all of his issues, got in position for a miracle. Didn't know when, didn't know how, but he made his way to get in position for a miracle. Family, this week, we're going to get in position for a miracle. I don't care what's on your back. Drag it with you. I don't care who's in your ear. They got to follow you to that place. I don't care what you're dealing with. Lead the trail to the position that God has for you. This week is that week for a breakthrough. Let's pray. God, you are awesome and mighty, and I hear the shuffling even through the phone line, even through the internet. God, I hear people moving now, pushing things out of the way, preparing for the breakthrough that has been so needed so long. God, we're not waiting anymore. Yes, we have issues. Yes, we have pains. But God, we're taking everything that we've got and we're bringing it with us. If it won't let us go, we're going to drag it, pull it, kick it, whatever we've got to do, because this week is my week to get in position. Just like blind Bartimaeus, whatever I'm dealing with is going to travel with me because I'm believing God for breakthrough this week. So God, we thank you. We pray now, God, for continued power and strength for those who are moving in the right direction. Been sitting for years, but today they have been encouraged to move. So God, I pray this week you meet us at that place and miracles begin to happen in our life. God, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Get in position, family. It's going down this week. This is the week for your miracle. I'm so excited for you. I am so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am for you. Get in position for your miracle. It's going to bless you. I love you, family. We got to get out of here. Let's get in position. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. Hey, I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Repost this video, all right? Talk to you later. Peace.